When Yosef takes his sons to his father, he puts his older son Menashe on Yaakov's right and the younger son Ephraim on Yaakov's left. Yaakov says, I see that Ephraim has a greater future, and therefore he put his right hand on Ephraim and his left on Menashe. And the question is, why didn't Yosef just switch Menashe and Ephraim? Why did Yaakov have to switch his hands? I saw a beautiful idea mentioning the fact that our right hand, which represents our stronger, and the left represents the weaker. When you look at another person, your right lines up against their left. You take your strength and line up against another person's weaknesses, as opposed to when you look in a mirror, your right is against your right. You focus on your own strengths. And therefore, Yaakov specifically insisted on switching the hands instead of the positions of his grandchildren, because by placing his stronger right hand on the child who's on his left side, he was teaching us that the key to building successful relationships is focusing on other people's strengths and talents. And therefore, Yaakov says, I don't want to switch the kids. I want to take my strength and put it on them and focus on their talents. That's the greatest way to have a relationship. Have an awesome Shabbos.